Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Rega style Imen cut build in Ableton Live 12 with that chopped vinyl, batter dubplate character that can carry you straight into a halftime switch, a sub drop, or the first big impact of a jungle tune. This is not just about making a riser. In drum and bass, especially in jungle, rollers, and darker bass music, the build is part of the groove language. So instead of a generic synth sweep, we're going to take the Amen break and turn it into a tension phrase that feels played, sliced, unstable, and full of attitude. We are using stock Ableton devices only, and by the end, you'll have a reusable 8-bar build that can work as a drop lead-in, a switch-up, a DJ intro or outro, or a breakdown tension layer. First, set your project up for DNB phrasing at the tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. That keeps you in classic DNB territory. Now create an 8-bar section where the build will live, and place a marker for the drop at bar 9. That way, you're designing the tension on purpose instead of guessing where it ends. Import a clean Amen break. If you already have one with a little room tone or vinyl noise, even better, duplicate the clip right away so you've got a working version and a backup. I always recommend keeping a clean reference copy before you start slicing, warping, or getting too experimental. It gives you something to compare against if the vibe starts drifting. Now we're going to slice the Amen into something Rega-friendly. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the break has lots of detail, slice by transients. If you want more control over the phrasing, slice by eighth notes. Either way, the goal is not to keep every tiny fragment. Keep the hits that matter. The first kick, the main snare, maybe a second snare or ghost snare, one or two hat fragments, and any useful tail or noise slice. Mute or delete the stuff that clutters the rack. You want a playable set of chops, not a pile of random pieces. At this stage, start thinking in phrases, not just chops. A good Rega Amen build has jobs for each bar. One bar introduces, one bar answers, one destabilizes, one releases. Lay down a rough call and response pattern. Bars 1 and 2 should establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 can answer with a pitched snare cut or a hat stutter. Bars 5 and 6 tighten things up and add some gaps. Bars 7 and 8 increase the tension with shorter notes, more filtering, and a little more attitude. Don't make it too grid perfect. That's a big one. Microtining matters more than extra processing here. A snare a few milliseconds early can feel more urgent. A hat that sits slightly late can feel more human. We want it to feel like a selector performance, not a sterile loop. If you want even more control, keep the chops in drum rack for pad style triggering, or put them into simpler if you want to fine tune each slice. On the main chops, try moving the start point a little late on some hits, maybe 3 to 12 milliseconds in. That softens the transient and gives you more of that worn vinyl, slightly imperfect feel. Now add some character. On the break or the chop bus, use vinyl distortion lightly, a bit of tracing, a little drive, nothing crazy. Then add saturator and keep the drive modest, maybe 2 to 5 dB, with soft clip-on if it helps. After that, use EQ8 to clean up the low end. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, and if the top feels too shiny or modern, gently ease off some high end. You can also pitch individual chops slightly to make the phrase feel hand-played. Maybe one snare goes down 2 semitones. Maybe a hat or tail goes up 1 semitone. And for a little pre-transition drama, a quick dip to -3 or -5 semitones can create the tape wobble tension. Keep it subtle. We want swagger, not cartoon pitching. Next, build the rhythmic structure with ghost notes and gaps. Program or resample a 2-bar core phrase, then repeat it with variations. Add ghost snares at lower velocity, maybe around 20 to 45, and hat pickups in the 15 to 35 range. Those small details keep the groove moving under the tension, and don't be afraid of silence. In DNB, leaving space before a strong downbeat can create more pressure than filling every subdivision. That empty space makes the incoming hit feel bigger. A lot of people overfill these phrases because they're trying to make them exciting, but the excitement usually comes from contrast. Tight sections against loose sections. Busy chops against nearly raw moments. That push-pull is a huge part of the chopped vinyl illusion. For extra texture, add a vinyl style layer underneath. This could be a vinyl noise loop, room noise, or even a resampled dust layer from the break itself. Put it on a separate audio track and control it with utility, so it stays tucked under the main chops. Then add auto filter. High pass it around 180 to 300 Hz, and if it's too bright, low pass it around 8 to 12 kHz. If you want a bit more grime, add redux slightly. Just enough to roughen it up, not wreck it. You can also use Kars Ensemble very subtly if you want the top texture a little whiter, but in many cases it's better to keep the texture mostly mono so the core break stays focused. Now comes the motion. Automate the auto filter cutoff on your break bus. You might start muffled around 200 to 500 Hz, then open it up toward 5 to 10 kHz by the final bar. That's your big movement. Also, automate saturator drive upward a little across the build. Not a huge amount, just enough to make the phrase feel like it's getting more intense. For the final chops, try a little reverb send, but keep it short. You want tension, not wash. A decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds usually works. Add a small echo throw on a single snare or vocal style chop, if you want one moment to jump out. Short delay time, low feedback, and to make sure the repeats don't clutter the drop. If you really want that natural, chopped feel, resampling helps a lot. Once the build is close, bounce it to audio and edit the result. A lot of the best Raga style break edits sound better after a resample pass, because audio gives you those tiny imperfections that MIDI doesn't always capture. Now route everything related to the Amen into a group bus called Amen Build Bus. On that bus, add glue compressor for a little bit of glue, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Use a slower attack and moderate release so you keep the transients alive. Then use EQ8 to clean up any low-mid fog, usually somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz if it's getting muddy. After that, drum bus can add some extra punch and edge. Keep the drive moderate. Use boom carefully, or skip it entirely if your sub is already doing the heavy lifting. At this stage, always check the transient balance. The build should hit, but it should not steal the job of the drop. If the snare chops are too sharp, soften them slightly with drum bus transients or a tiny fade in the clip editor. We want excitement, not fatigue. Now design the final bar like a launch pad. Reduce the density by half. Keep only the most musical pieces. One main snare hit, one hat pickup, one vocal or regga slice, and one final filtered tail. If your arrangement can handle it, create half bar or quarter bar pocket of silence right before the drop. That little pause can make the drop feel massive. You can also make a reverse chop or reverse snare for the last transition. Consolidate the hit, reverse it, and high pass it so it acts like a suction effect rather than a low end clash. That kind of reverse envelope tension works really well in this style, because it feels like the tune is being pulled into the drop. Before you call it done, check the low end. The Amen build should not be carrying unwanted sub-rumble. If you need to, use utility to keep the whole thing mono. Use Spectrum or your ears and make sure nothing below 40 to 50 Hz is fighting the bass drop. If a kick fragment is too chunky, high-pass the chop or trim the low end with EQ. Also, listen for harshness. If the build feels exciting but messy, a little reduction around 300 to 600 Hz can clean up the fog, and taming brittle highs around 7 to 10 kHz can keep it from getting painful. In Dark DNB, harshness kills repeatless and valley fast. Once the pattern and automation feel right, resample the whole build to audio. Then do a final edit pass. Tighten any late chop, trim an overlong tail, or add a tiny fade if you hear clicks. This is where the vinyl character really starts to come alive. Slight imperfections and human timing make the phrase feel like a real performance, not just a loop. If you want to push it further, try a parallel dirty bus. Duplicate the Amen build. Saturate the duplicate heavily, maybe even add redux or overdrive, and blend it quietly underneath the main version. That gives you density without destroying the clarity of the core chops. You can also create a halftime flip in the last two bars, letting the accent space out more so the return to full speed groove feels bigger. Or pair the Amen with a second, thinner top loop, so the Amen handles the weight while the top layer answers with chatter. Another strong move is pitch register staging. Lower pitched chops in the first half, brighter pitched up hits in the second half. That creates natural lift without using a synthriser. A good mental model here is selector energy. Slight filter movements, tiny pitch nudges, and one-off echo throws make the build feel performed. That's what sells the Raga attitude. And remember, let the drop do the heavy lifting. If the build is too full, too bright, or too busy, the drop won't feel as huge. Quick recap. Slice the Amen into playable Raga-style phrases. Use gaps, ghost notes, pitch movement, and filter automation to create tension. Add vinyl texture with stock Ableton devices. Keep the build mono safe and low-end clean. Resample when it starts feeling right. That's often where the magic shows up. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make three versions of the same 4-bar Amen Raga build, a clean one with minimal processing, a dubplate version with heavier saturation and more movement, and a drop weapon version with more gaps and one dramatic transition effect. Compare them in context with a bass line and listen for which one creates the most anticipation, which one feels most authentic, and which one makes the drop hit hardest. That's the lesson. Build it like a phrase, not a loop. Keep it gritty, keep it musical, and let the MN speak like it's been cut straight from a lived-in dubplate.